What's going on, everybody? It's Patrick, Karma, Glenn from the Products of Public School. It's the Midweek Shorty. Karma, kick it off.
All right. I found this crazy piece of content online, and you guys are not you're not going to believe this article. This is from thesmokinggun.com. The title is, Day Laborer Forced to Have Sex at Gunpoint. The day laborer was lured from in front of Home Depot.
Hey, yeah, should we guess the state first?
Sure.
Texas.
Alabama.
Arizona.
Oh, well, so close. We got all around it, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
We went south.
Yeah.
An Arizona couple is charged with luring a day laborer into their Phoenix home and forcing the man to have sex at gunpoint with the female suspect.
So, like, the husband and wife team went to Home Depot and, like, we need to build a deck. Because, like, that's kind of
that's what happens in Phoenix.
And, like, maybe he just misunderstood him. He's like, I told you to sit on my deck. I need you to help me build my deck. My deck looks like shit. And he didn't think it was that. So they went and picked him up, they brought him home, and then the dude pulled out a gun and then made him have sex with his wife.
Oh, that's what it's sounding like. According to investigators, the
victim... She must have been. If it has to be at gunpoint.
According to investigators, the victim was picked up last Monday outside the Home Depot. She said she needed help moving items in her home. The victim told cops that when he reached the residence, she began to talk sexual to him and said, "It's my fantasy to have sex with a day laborer."
And that way to dream your big dream.
Yeah. You know, live your best life.
Who said day laborer?
Because she's like, Mexican isn't PC enough.
Also, I'm looking at this photo, and she is very homely and fed well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the best way you could put that.
I can't think of a nicer way.
Yeah, that is a very nice way, a homely, well-fed woman.
She's a gunpoint wife.
Yeah, that's what it is. She's a gunpointer. Yeah.
When the man politely declined to have sex, the husband entered the room carrying a rifle.
Oh, God.
And
he didn't even have a nine. He's got a rifle?
Wait, yeah. Glenn, Karma, wasn't this in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
Yes. But at least she was smoking hot.
The guy, like, you gonna fuck my wife? Huh?
No. What did he say? Go in, wash up, wash your hands, get you something to eat, fuck my wife.
Wait, what was that last thing he said? Wash up? No. The other part. Oh, fuck my wife? But this, yeah. So
the husband said, you are going to have sex with her or I am going to shoot you.
It doesn't work like that just by nature in general.
Well, hang on. Let me read this next part. The victim then engaged in a series of sexual activities with the wife while the husband was taking pictures and video recording them on his cell phone.
Evidence.
Additionally, the victim was directed to move into different sexual positions. So my question was going to be, I mean, if this happened to you, someone has a gun to your head and they're saying, bang my wife.
And she looks like the woman that did that, which looks like a hairless panda. That's what she looks like. She looks like a hairless panda.
You'd have to get out, like, what are those? The popsicle sticks and duct tape?
Dick splints.
Dick splints. Yeah. Dick splints.
Because there's no way I'm getting it up for this chick.
Because cock rings are dangerous.
Yes. There's no way I'm getting it up with this chick.
Dick splints is a sponsor of the show, by the way.
Yes.
Because we invented it.
Yes, exactly. We did.
Not only am I the owner, but I'm also a member.
Yeah.
Not only am I a sponsor, but I'm also a client. Yeah.
Not only am I a client, but I'm also the president.
Right? Oh, that's what it is.
Not only am I the president, but I'm also a client. Yeah. That's what it is.
Dick splints.
Before allowing the man to leave the residence, the couple took his Mexican visa and his driver's license,
which they
said they would return to him the following day. If he did not show up the following morning, the couple warned, they would send the explicit photos and video the husband took his wife, okay?
How do they know he had a wife?
They must be staking out this Home Depot pretty good. Right?
I'm sure when you're under gunpoint, they say, are you married?
Who's your wife?
Yeah, exactly.
How many kids you got, homie?
This doesn't sound like a sexual fantasy thing. It sounds like they're trying to set up like ICE agents to say like this dude was like raping his wife or
something. It's like weird porn.
It's so weird.
They told the man they would have Viagra ready for him the following day so he can go longer. So, to recap.
At gunpoint, I'm not going to be performing my best, I guess. Maybe, like, because then you're thinking about it too much.
You're like crying.
There's that whole thing where they're always like
shaking.
Just think of baseball.
Can I put on a condom, please?
Just think of baseball. Just think of something else. Keep your mind off of it. And that, you know, can work against your detriment in that aspect. But imagine having a gun put up to you.
No, you would be trying to get out as quick as possible. Imagining fucking...
You're trying to make this last longer.
Scarlett Johansson and fucking...
So now the husband actually thinks this dude is going to show up the next day to get his visa and his driver's license and Viagra and bang the wife out again at gunpoint. So that's actually what the husband thought.
But, okay, also, though, the thinking of the husband
You got to get your visa.
At what point did the husband go, you know, I don't think anyone would ever have sex. I'm going to have to go get my gun.
Yeah.
It's the only way that someone will have sex with my wife is if I threaten them.
What happened to Backpage? But I'm guessing
that failed already. And he's like, you know what? The only option is gunpoint.
But is his wife so ugly that he's like, I can't get it up anymore, but somebody's got to fuck her?
Well, like, if I can't get it up...
She's that bad looking that, if he can't get it up, somebody's got to fuck her.
Let's just say everyone you know, including your parents,
did they let him put a condom on is what I want to know. Jesus.
So. Later that afternoon, the husband contacted the victim and told him he needs to return to the house immediately to have sex with the wife again. He said, if you do not come immediately, I'm going to be sending these pictures to your wife.
Just asking him beforehand instead of just like, you know, forcing him?
He then...
Or is that part of the fantasy? The forcing of it?
I think you're right.
Weird,
like,
the rapey part of it.
The domination by the husband.
But it's not even like a rape fantasy. It's like a...
Well, it's rape.
It's weird.
But
well,
it's,
it is, but it's so
it's
weird.
It's a non-rape fantasy perpetuated rape by fantasy. Rape.
Yeah, it's right. So weird.
So when the victim didn't respond, the husband did send the information to the victim's spouse.
He did tell his wife?
He dropped an asshole. That's why he knows, that way the guy knows now he's not playing around.
But how would you even go home before the next day happened? Well, like,
honey,
if
how
I had
was
to go
day?
Home to Robin, what happened? Did you get a job? Did you paint some floors or whatever the fuck he's doing? Well,
did you build a deck?
See, what had happened was, I swear this is...
And still no deck. Yeah.
Like,
right.
I don't even know
no
how to
deck.
Begin the story.
Well,
and then
what had happened was... She,
what had happened was, is what I
right.
said.
I didn't build a deck. Had to do a lot with a deck, but I didn't build it. There was a huge deck all
I
right.
mowed some grass, but not the kind right. of grass you're thinking
I mowed
of.
The lawn.
And then when the wife gets the pictures, you're like, it was at gunpoint!
Or is that just like proof that like, oh look, she's cheating on me and now I'm...
In a rifle too, how like, white trash is that?
But I feel like that there's some even more sinister to it, or it can't just be this weird.
So
there's got to be like a reason that they're doing it.
After the wife received the photos and the videos, the couple then went to police and told them about everything. The police went and got a search warrant for the couple's home. They then burst in the door and they actually confessed to doing it. She says she
knew. Yeah, that
knew,
was totally us.
She says she knew her husband was going to confront the victim with a rifle, and she knew that the victim was going to be forced to perform sexual acts, and she knew the husband was going to record it. They also admitted to participating in this sexual fantasy scenario with many other victims, all taken from Home Depot.
Trust me, babe. Once
all
I tell the cops.
All taken from Home Depot.
Once I tell the cops it's just a sexual fantasy, it's totally legal.
The sad thing is this is the first person that's admitted it.
Well, there's
been others.
Maybe they were more, they're black.
Maybe they didn't
have
wives. Yeah, this is.
So
whatever happened on Craigslist, like you said.
Yeah.
I thought that's what this is for.
Isn't that Tinder? Like, come fuck my wife and watch. Why not?
There's plenty of bangmywife.com or something has to exist.
It was Date My Pet.
Oh, that's what it was.
Well, you can't bang the poodle.
Or you're not allowed to bang the Labrador. Really screwed the pooch on this one. Or not.
So then they found, when they went through the husband's phone, they found at least 4 other random men in photos and videos. The couple is now being held in jail. They have a bond of $250,000.
I feel bad for all these 5 guys. So they would have seen her picture.
But the police have evidence of them doing this to multiple people, right? And then they have the guy that's claiming they did that, and they're both in jail, so roughly $125,000 apiece. They're like serial rapists, and they're like threatening people with guns, and yet they're both in there for $125,000 bail.
This isn't something they can get out on bond. Get out of jail and stop doing.
Right.
You don't go from this extreme to just regular.
Well, sex. That was fun, but I learned my lesson. I'm not going to do that.
Again. I'm just going to say, I'm glad it's not children. You know what I mean? I'm just glad it's not children.
They get a bell for not being kids, but I mean, that's kind of a low standard we're setting. At least it's not babies.
Yeah.
She is pretty hit, though, man.
Dude.
I mean, the gunpoint.
Someone would bang this chick.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone would do it.
I've seen people bang worse.
I've seen a lot of worse.
I've seen worse.
You don't even need a furry costume. I've seen a lot of worse.
Worse willingly.
Yeah.
There's pregnant women all over the city of Detroit right now that you're like, wow.
But her fantasy was her husband holding a gun to a guy while he... some day laborer bangs
but
her.
Someone would have like played the cable that guy out fantasy,
like the porno thing. The pool, cable guy.
What was it in, like the pool boy?
Oh, the pool boy. Yeah, that. But it's she wants a day laborer from Lowe's,
Home Depot.
I get it. I've jerked off to Latin maid porn. Not gonna lie,
French maid.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't actually do it, so but I've got a wank in.
You wouldn't have your wife go and pick up some laborer.
Don't even say it. Nope. We don't even need to go into it because
she could hold him at gunpoint while she blows you.
The idea of my wife having the idea of banging another dude.
No, I said your wife picking up a maid.
Just the idea. Yeah.
No, it's the opposite.
Absolutely not.
Her picking it up.
No, she doesn't know. She already got hit by a bus or something, you know.
I'm just saying. She picks it up for you.
She had already got hit by a bus.
What if your thing was the last?
Did you ever see that episode of King and Queens where he was fantasizing about girls?
No,
he was fantasizing about girls, and like his wife was pissed off because he wasn't fantasizing about her, and he's like, "But I always made sure to kill you before."
Right, you were dead beforehand.
Yes,
there's that part.
I'm that way. Yeah, that's all me. As bad and awful as that sounds, but I couldn't cheat on you if you were alive. And technically, it's not cheating when you're dead
because you just died.
Wow, what a weird way to end this.
Yeah,
right.
God, that got dark quick, eh?
Really?
I should stop talking, but I can't. I just keep going.
Well, we got any more updates on her, or is that just it?
That's it, but I'm definitely going to be following along.
We can edit the last of that out, by the way, because that got weird.
Oh, yeah. Definitely did.
We'll cut that.
Just put in some censor beeps. It'll be fine.
Yep.
No, not that. No.
Well, that is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you could always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at filthfromthe80s. For Glenn, Karma, and myself, we apologize for everything, and hopefully we will see you next week whenever this quarantine thing's done. Peace.